Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 13th. Just a quick broadcasting note, I'll be heading out to Des Moines to tape Market to Market tomorrow. It should be on either Friday night or Saturday morning. If you care to tune in, you can go to Market to Market on the Iowa Public TV website. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices, May corn up a penny and a half, 657 and a half. May wheat down 6.5 cents at 673, and May beans up 11 cents at 1515 and a quarter. We did have some new sales this morning, 191 old crop corn to China and 136 new crop corn to China, total of 327. The weekly export figures, wheat a combined 204 on the light side, corn 527 on the light side, and beans combined 430, 364 old. It's a little bit of an improvement, but still not a great number there. The Rosario Exchange says that their Argentinian soybean crop is down to 23 million metric tons, down from 27 million. Their corn crop is down from 35 million metric tons down to 32 million metric tons. Those numbers should be supportive to corn and beans here. I continue to believe old crop corn and beans will lead the way up here. Kansas City wheat was down about 12 cents. I have no idea why they've hit Kansas City so bad in the last several days. We've gone from just over $9 to just right around $8.50. It's a 50-cent break. Maybe they're just trying to clean out some of the weak lungs. But I see the crop in Kansas getting worse and worse. I would expect to see them take another knock on the ratings on Monday. Overall, we've got the dollar down 48 ticks. We're down to 100.70, lowest levels we've been at least 6 months out here. Well, we were in February, we were down to the lows. The low close, or the low that day, was 100.34. So we're 30 points over that, but you know, we haven't seen these prices really in quite some time. That should be a little bit supportive for wheat. Wheat still has a head and shoulders formation forming, and I'm certainly not bearish wheat down here. And in fact, I think at some point Kansas City is going to come back and shock us all. Really not much else. We've got great weather throughout the Midwest. This whole week has been almost perfect for planting. Even North Dakota, Minnesota look like they're getting some thaw out there. And my guess is they'll be able to get the crops in. But, overall, I just don't see anything particularly friendly on new crop corn. But there's been talk recently that the bean acres number could slip even more. That would be a problem for the bean market, in my opinion. Stocks are very tight. And, you know, yes, Brazil has a monster crop, probably closer to 154 than anybody wants to discuss. But with the losses in Argentina, it's pretty well offset that. So, overall, I remain friendly on old crop corn and beans, friendly on the wheat market. The only thing I'm really bearish on is new crop corn out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.